You are listening to Sup World Radio. It is Tuesday, October 9th at 10:36 a.m. And in studio today, we have Chase from Hemogoblin.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Tell us what you just played.
That was Hemogoblin's... the last one I just played was Hemogoblin's If You Leave Me, I'll Kill Myself.
Good morning.
Yeah, so that's going to be off our new... EP Roswell, and that's gonna be released on tape when it gets done, so hopefully by, you know, the new year.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So I mixed that over the weekend, and yeah, still some work to be done, but
so it's brand new.
That's pretty brand new.
It's so sweet.
Cool.
It's really good.
And then before that was what did I play before that?
You played Time Cops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably my favorite Vancouver band. Yeah, they're just, like, unbelievably fun.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to play them.
Good live show. All right. Now, what are you going to play next?
I think I'm going to play Cascadia's song, Bend. And
who you played with at Lucky's Comics.
Yeah, we've played with them at Lucky's Comics last week, and we played with them a few times before at house shows and stuff, and they're definitely one of my other top favorite bands from Vancouver. And
they're just so cool.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
They have this, like, heaviness about them that it's really hard to describe. It's like they're not, like, a metal band or something. They're not, like, heavy in that respect, but they're just, like, sludgy, like Pelican or something. It's great.
They're awesome. And so this track is called Bend off the EP Glue by Cascadia.
I want you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Hey, I was going to play a promo, but I didn't figure it out in time. Can't have dead air. Can't have dead air. So, we're here with Chase of Hemogoblin.
Hello?
Please tell us what you just played.
Well, I just played Coco, or Cascadia, Coco, and then Banshee. And, yeah, Coco is awesome.
Coco is awesome.
Yeah, it's a guy named Connor's, like, mostly solo project, but he gets musicians to sub in for him and stuff. And
I think last time I saw him, the drummer of Cascadia.
Yeah, Sasha from Cascadia was drumming for Coco for a while, along with Crystal from White Poppy, and Ian for a while from Hemogoblin as well. So it's kind of like a big incestual band relationship.
Yeah, totally.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so, and the next one was Banshee, which is a band from Edmonton that came down and played a show, and I just, like, heard about them. I thought they were great, and then saw their show at the Zoo Shop, and they wanted to play a Friday show, so we, like, got them the last-minute show at my big house that I live in.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, we had, like, a house party, and we usually do that, like, once a month. We'll have a house party with, like, three or four bands, and, like, you know, it's just a really good time, so. And that's over at, like, Joyce and Mosscrop area. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of show.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about house shows, and I know a lot of people feel the exact same way. They're just
DIY
so much
venues.
More. Yeah, and DIY venues, for sure.
That's so, totally becoming so much bigger now. It's so exciting.
Yeah, like, I think the Zoo Shop is probably, like, by far my favorite place to go that isn't, like, a house to see a show.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it seems like the atmosphere is just perfect, and it's always, like, their shows are never too expensive, and they always have bands that I want to see, so.
Yeah, they've always got, like, a good roster.
Yeah.
There's always someone good playing there. What do you want to play now?
I guess I didn't figure that out.
Yeah, I didn't figure that out either.
Where's that list?
We have a really poorly formatted list.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, the formatting got all messed up, and now it's just a big jumble of words. So, yeah, might as well play, should play some Industrial Priest Overcoats. That song's called White Lawn.
I think Coco played a song by them when he was here.
Yeah, Coco played a song called Punch Out My Tears, which is by a guy named Trevor. And he's, like, the main guy behind, or, like, the only guy really behind Industrial Priest Overcoats. And, yeah, so you should play that.
All right.
That's a good song.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we just played, or those two Melted Faces songs, and then the one before that was the Courtneys. And the reason why I played the Courtneys is because Ian, who can't be here today, but he may call in, maybe, he really wanted to play it, and I like it too, and that was called KC Reeves, off their KC Reeves cassette, and that's through Green Burrito, and we were thinking about, like, hopefully getting our stuff through, our cassette release through Green Burrito as well.
Sure, that won't be a problem.
Yeah, so I think that'd be really cool. And then Melted Faces, I just had to play them because they were my favorite Vancouver band, but, you know, they moved to Montreal, so they can't be my favorite Vancouver band anymore. But yeah, those guys are just, like, so awesome. And that was, all the stuff I played up, or we just played, was off their Make It Grow cassette. And it's basically just like a two-piece now, or I guess they're like a five-piece. I don't know. Things have changed since they moved.
Two or five.
they're like between two and five-piece. But when I saw them, they were either a three-piece or a two-piece. And yeah.
So it's a couple, you were saying?
Yeah, it's mainly Sean and Tasha, who are a couple. And then they'd have like either like a drummer or, well, yeah. She plays drums now, I think. And he's playing guitar and singing, and he writes kind of the songs. And they played at, I think it was, I can't remember the band. They played one band, and then Time Cops, and then us, Hemoglobin, at a house party, like, last year, because they came down. They flew down for vacation, and they just, like, we hooked them up with, like, gear and stuff to play, and it was just, like, a packed, sweaty basement with, like, beer spraying everywhere, and it was just, like, such a good time.
Bliss.
Yeah. It was just
the
really
fun.
The
best kind.
So, I think I was going to play...
Off of MySpace page.
Oh, yeah. Going back in time here. this is, are you still on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay. This is, Ian's old, band, Model Rocket, and they were around a few years ago, and yeah, and then after that we'll play a new song by, Hemoglobin as well.
And you past can compare and
the past and present.
The album art for this is really sweet.
I think it's just a
stock
Google
footage
image.
Needs yeah. a big oven.
Actually, could you play the other one?
The last one, right?
Yeah. Sweet.
This is called 8 Hours Below Sea Level by Ian's old band, Model Rocket. Oh, this is so scary. Come on, MySpace. Oh, it's totally working. Yay, bye.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
about those?
Okay, so I played this Roswell song. What did I play before? What did we play before that?
You played Model Rocket.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's Ian's old band. And
if you liked Model Rocket, you should really check out Coldplay, because that's what MySpace says that are related artists.
And
Coldplay.
Fun. And
Pac-AD.
Pac-AD. Like, probably the closest thing, and still, like, no cigar. Like,
no
all
cigar.
The suggestions are just ridiculous. But
Coldplay was excellent.
Yeah, so this song, Roswell, is the title of our EP that we're releasing as well. And, yeah, so that's, like the main track. And that was, like, the third time we played that song. Like, we learned that in studio. And, but, I mean, it was simple enough that, like, you know, pretty steady enough that it didn't take too long to learn all that. So, and, yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
You had a cool story about why Ian left Model Rocket for Hemoglobin.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't really a story, but like why he stopped writing for them. And
oh, I think it's just that he was basically just looking for something different. And, you know, he was like, I don't know. Like, I think what he was saying is like a lot of songs were kind of personal, and then when we started Hemoglobin, it was like, oh, let's just have like fun with it and like be like a party band, like play songs that are like heavy and like just, you know, about like drinking and like just Chandler like really
Bing.
Stupid songs. And then but like fun, just like stupid fun, like, you know, house show band kind of thing. And then like we've been gradually kind of getting like more and more like, I guess, a little bit more serious with our music, and just it's been developing a bit more, and I really like where it's going. So
yeah, no, it's a nice balance between the two things you were saying. I think
like the two songs that we had in our band camp. I mean, we had like four, I think, but the two ones that are recorded with somewhat decent quality. Those ones we've had there forever, and we're like totally sick of them now. So we really hardly ever play those songs anymore, because it's like we've really changed a lot since then. So like all the songs off the EP will be ones that we haven't played a billion times, so
oh,
they're all like
excellent.
fairly new.
Yeah,
most
cool.
of them are fairly new, so yeah, which is kind of nice, because playing the same stuff over and over again is really boring.
Especially when you're a local band, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, so that's good.
So you're gonna play something by some band called Weed now.
Oh yeah, these guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So this song's called Amber. It's off their Gun Control EP. So
Will's nice, hey?
Yeah.
Will's a nice guy.
Will's a good guy.
So we'll play his song.
Okay.
Okay. Here's Amber off the Gun Control EP by Weed.
Thank you.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hey, you're listening to Ali on Sup World, 101.9 CITR. 10:30 on Tuesday. Yeah, on Tuesday. Okay, saying.
Hey, we're back. That was a really nice promo that Dave Ryan made for me. That's his impression of me. Probably a little bit accurate. Hey, what did we just play?
Well, we played some. The last track was Young Moms Through With You.
And sad news about Young Moms.
Yeah, I think they've broken up. And pretty sure...
R.I.P. Young Moms.
Yeah, it's too bad because they're just a really good band. One of my favorite bands, for sure. And yeah, I was playing a show in Victoria with Emo Goblin, and Ian and I were playing with Coco for the Victoria trip. And like, yeah, they broke up in Victoria because one of their bandmates couldn't make it and sound like a... weird excuse or something. This is all what I've heard from like angry other members of Young Moms. But yeah, so they just broke up, and Coco played instead of them, and we covered, or Connor learned one of their songs, or that song actually, to play. So with them, so at least they got one song, but it sucks.
It really does suck. More band in zest though, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Now what are you gonna play?
Let's see what.
Oh, I totally had something planned and I totally forgot what that was.
Uh-oh.
No, don't worry. We'll be okay.
Oh no.
Looks like your only option's that song.
Oh man, I'm not ready for that song yet.
Oh yeah, that's your last song.
That's my last song.
Okay, well, pick any song.
Well.
We can do this on the fly.
Really?
Oh yeah, I mean, Sub World isn't really a very organized show by any
means, good.
So. A reputation that's not on the line.
Why don't you play... Oh, you should play... Let's see. Oh, you should play this... I was going to say The Spreads, but MySpace again. I just don't...
No, MySpace is fine.
You think so?
Yeah, because then we get to see what they think the related artists are.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty fun.
And that's great. That's the one upside to using it.
We were just talking about earlier how they should just throw in the towel. Just, like, give it up. No more
close
MySpace.
The website.
Just admit defeat. Admit obsolescence.
Is this it?
I know what we're going to do. We're going to get Ian to call in.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he probably could.
Okay.
I'm going to play this when he calls.
Yeah.
This is the right page, right?
Yeah. Play Crash Test. That one's good.
Crash Test.
Third one down.
Oh, hello. Okay. This is Crash Test by The Spreads. On Sup World.
Oh, yeah.
See it here.
Fire! Oh. Pun tight! Fuck time!
Well, we got through part of the song on MySpace, but
MySpace screws up again. In trend
with MySpace, didn't really go so well.
It's like the wax cylinder of, like, you know, modern music listening.
God. But if you like the spreads, you'll also like the Pack AD, Fun, and Coldplay.
Yeah.
So
if you like MySpace, you'll probably like at least, you know,
all those things. Bands. Ooh, someone's calling.
Oh, Ian. I think that's Ian calling in.
Oh, god damn. I don't know.
Bad timing?
No. We should just play Coldplay. I might. I won't even play Coldplay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That is so... There's a strobe light going off.
Here's another Young Mom song. Bye.
He's coming through the headphones, I think.
I know. Hey. What's up?
I think we had some problems.
I think we had some minor technical difficulties.
We were trying to get Ian to call in, and then, like, I don't know. I hope he wasn't, you know, saying hello.
We just got warned that all our mics were on.
If you heard, like, hello over Young Mom,
or if you heard us swearing and trying to figure out what was going on. It's because we were swearing and trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah. With the mics on. Hey, disregarding that, what did you want to play for your last song?
Last song? This is a great jam by a band called Prism. They're a local Vancouver favorite. It's some CanCon, some quality stuff. Yeah. And this is not Spaceship Superstar. This is a song that most people haven't heard, and it's called Take Me to the Captain.
With a K.
With a K.
All right, well, thus concludes another shit show edition of Sup World Radio.
All right.
It was going so well.
That's true.
I had fun, though, so
that
whatever.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. So, yeah, this is Prism. That was Chase from Hemogoblin. And you were listening to Sup World Radio.
Bye.
Bye.